الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome in our program Summary of Tafsir al-Quran. We were reciting seventh ruku of second para, and in seventh ruku, most of ayat are about the rulings of fasting. So again, in the verse number 187, Allah Azza wa Jal has described some rulings regarding fasting and regarding the month of Ramadan. In the beginning of Islam, it was not allowed to come close to wives for sexual intercourse even at night. Means at daytime it is not allowed, but even at night it was not allowed to come close to them for sexual intercourse. But then Allah Azza wa Jal gave permission. So Allah Azza wa Jal has described that permission in this ayah. وَحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ. Approaching lustfully your wives during the nights of fasting has been made lawful for you. Then Allah Azza wa Jal described this relation of husband and wife in very beautiful words. Allah Azza wa Jal described, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun." They are garment for you and you are garment for them. As garment is a kind of zina for us, that is a kind of zina for us. So similarly, husband and wife are zina for each other. Then, as garment covers our fault, so similarly, husband and wife, they conceal and they cover the faults of each other. And they don't disclose the faults of each other to anyone. Then, Allah Azza wa Jal gave permission, فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. The same matter has been described. Then the other commandment regarding sexual intercourse, while a person is in the state of itikaf. Allah Azza wa Jal has described the ruling about itikaf. Itikaf is seclusion in masjid. A person sits in masjid, he stays in masjid for the worship of Allah with the intention of itikaf. So itikaf is a particular kind of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is a very old worship. Even at the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and even before that, it was a kind of worship in religions, as Allah Azza wa Jal commanded to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to purify Masjid al-Haram for those people who do itikaf. So it means it was worship at that time and before that as well. So here Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned one ruling about itikaf, that when a person is staying in masjid with the intention of itikaf, during that time it is not allowed for him to come close to his wife for sexual relations. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. And do not touch women while staying in secluded devotion, means itikaf, in the masajid. These are the limits of Allah, so do not approach them. So these are the limits of Allah, means these are the rulings from Almighty Allah, that it is not allowed to touch women while staying in itikaf in masajid. Then in next ayah, consuming the wealth and property of other people unjustly is haram, that is forbidden. And then taking people to courts for consumption, the wealth of those people is also haram. Allah Azza wa Jal described, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْرُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And do not unfairly consume the wealth of each other, nor take their cases to rulers in order that you may wrongfully consume a portion of other people's wealth knowingly, as it happens. The people take cases to the rulers and give bribes to rulers, and then they take decision, they receive decision in their favor, and in that way they consume the wealth of other people. It is haram. So taking cases to courts for that purpose, with that intention, is haram. Then in 8th ruku, there are some commandments regarding Hajj and the importance and greatness of Masjid-e-Haram. Masjid-e-Haram is a great masjid, and that is the greatest masjid in Islam. And then some rulings regarding Hajj, and some inventions, some bid'at of polytheist people, mushrikeen, before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in the time of ignorance, in the time of Jahiliyyah. So Sahaba Ikram, they ask a question about moon, the sign, the different sizes of moon. In the beginning of the month, then at the end of the month, the size of moon is very small. Then in the mid of the month, that is bigger, that is complete. So what is the reason? They ask about reason. But Allah Azza wa Jal told them about the wisdom. Instead of reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told them about the wisdom. What is wisdom? So Allah Azza wa Jal described, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. They ask you, O beloved Prophet, regarding the new moon. Say you, they are signs of time for the people and for Hajj. Means, looking at the size of moon, you can count the days of Hajj, and you can count the days for other things. So that is the wisdom of the in the different sizes of moon. Then what another thing Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned here, and what was that? In the time of ignorance, the polytheists, they invented one invention, one bid'ah. What was that? They believed, or they considered, when a person has come out from his house for Hajj, now it is not allowed for him to go back to his house from the main door. So if someone has to come back to his house for any reason, so then he used to break the back wall and then entered into house. So it was invention without any Sharia regarding, without any guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, and without any need, because it is an inappropriate matter. It is and means illogical thing to break the back wall of the house and then enter the house. Those people considered it as an act of piety. Breaking the back wall of the house and entering through that, they considered it as an act of piety. So Allah Azza wa Jal told them, it is not means, it is not a logical thing, and it is not an act of piety. The act of piety is something else. So Allah Azza wa Jal told them, وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَنْ تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And it is not a virtue at all that you enter the houses by breaking your back wall, as prescribed by the disbelievers at the time of ignorance. But in reality, virtue is in piety. Virtue, bir, is in piety, not in that act what you do, breaking the back wall of the house and entering through that. Then there are some ayat regarding jihad, that those people who fight with you, so you are allowed to fight with them. But even when the people are fighting with their enemies in response, even when they are fighting with them, even then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded not to exceed the limits. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, and you are not allowed to exceed the limits. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا ان الله لا يحب المعتدين. Means you are allowed to fight with those people who fight with you. Who fight with you first, you are allowed to fight with them. But even then, do not exceed the limit. Do not exceed the limit. It is not allowed. Why? Because certainly Allah does not like the transgressors. Allah does not like the transgressors who oppress others and who fight with those people who are not fighting with you. Then there are some other commandments regarding qital fi sabilillah. And then after that, again Allah Azza wa Jal gave permission to Muslims that someone harms you, then you are allowed to harm him in to the same extent, not more than that, not more than that. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, فَمَنِ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. So harm the one who harms you to the extent of his harm and keep fearing Allah and be aware that Allah is with those who fear, who are pious, who are pious people. Allah Azza wa Jal is with those. Then there is commandment for spending in the path of Allah, giving in charity, giving our wealth in charity. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And spend your wealth in the path of Allah and do not fall into destruction with your own hands. Three commandments. First, spend your wealth in the path of Allah. What does that mean? To whom a person has to give his wealth, to give his property? To his parents, to destitute people, to poor people, to needy people, to give them food, to provide them food. That is the meaning of spending well in the path of Allah. Then the second commandment, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And do not fall into destruction with your own hands. This ayah has been interpreted in many meanings. One meaning that do not commit that act which may harm you. Do not commit that act which may harm you. For example, playing with fire. If someone is playing with fire, so it may harm him. Then if someone plays that play in which he could be harmed, that is not allowed. Then suicide is not allowed. That is haram. That is haram in Islam. So all the ways in which a person does that thing which may harm him is not allowed. Whether that is a play or something else. That is a play or something else. And the other meaning of this ayah, that do not be away from spending in the path of Allah. Means if you do not spend in the path of Allah, it means you are destructing yourself. You are destroying yourself. Why? Because when you stop to spend in the path of Allah, so it means you are destroying yourself. Because society gets prosperity through spending wealth on poor and destitute and needy people. If you don't spend in the path of Allah, so what do those people do who are needy, who are deprived of food, who are hungry, who are deprived of their basic necessities and needs? What do they do? So if you are destroying those people in the way you don't spend wealth in the path of Allah for those people, it means you are destroying your society. And if you are destructing your society, it means you are destructing yourselves, because you are the part of that society. When society is being harmed and the society is being destructed and you are the part of that society, it means you are destroying yourself as well. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And be virtuous. Undoubtedly, Allah loves the virtuous. Allah loves those people who do virtues. Then again, some commandments regarding Hajj and Umrah. Hajj is done in particular days, in specific days in the month of Zulhijjah. And Umrah is done in any month. In any month it could be performed. Then some other commandments regarding Hajj. If a person is prevented from performing Hajj, from, for example, by a ruler, by a king, or by any kind of fear, he is not capable to continue his journey for Hajj. So now, what is the commandment for him? Because he has worn the dress of Ihram. And now, when he has worn the dress of Ihram, so it is not allowed for him to take off that Ihram without performing Hajj or Umrah. So now, what is the commandment of Sharia? What is the commandment of Islam regarding him? Then, some other commandments. So I recite some ayah, and then I translate, and then I explain the meaning. Allah Azza wa Jal describes, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Complete your Hajj and Umrah for Almighty Allah. When you start your Hajj and Umrah, so don't finish Hajj and Umrah without completion. So it is not allowed to wear Ihram and then break the Ihram and coming out of Ihram without performing Hajj and Umrah. It is first to complete Hajj or Umrah when we have worn the dress of Ihram with the intention of Hajj or Ihram. Then if someone has been prevented from performing Hajj, so then he has to pay sacrifice. I mean, he has to sacrifice an animal. Then there are some other commandments, and one of them is, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. That is a kind of Hajj. Hajj is three kinds. Hajj Ifrad, the person goes for Hajj and he performs only Hajj, not Umrah. And the other kind is Hajj Tamattu, a person goes for Hajj. First, he performs Umrah, then he comes out of his Ihram, then he wears the dress of Ihram again with the intention of Hajj, and then he performs Hajj. That is called Hajj Tamattu. And the third kind is Hajj Qiran. Hajj Qiran is that a person wears Ihram with the intention of Umrah and Hajj, and between Umrah and Hajj, he doesn't come out of Ihram. So that is third kind of Hajj. So now here, the commandment regarding Hajj Tamattu and Hajj Qiran have been mentioned. If someone goes for Hajj, and during that journey, before Hajj, he performs Umrah, so now he has enjoyed or he has got benefit of combining two worships in one journey, so then it is wajib for him to sacrifice an animal. And that is called Tamattu and Qiran. So that is the sacrifice of Tamattu and Qiran. So that has been mentioned here. Then in ninth ruku, again some commandments regarding Hajj and provision for the journey of Hajj. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Hajj, the few months associated with Hajj are well known. Mean the months of Hajj are well known. Shawwal al-Mukarram and Zulqa'dah al-Haram and Zulhijjah al-Haram, the early 10th days of Hajj. So these are 3 months of Hajj. Then some commandments of Hajj. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, for the one who intends to perform Hajj in it, during these months, then neither should there be any mention of sexually intimate talks in the presence of women, nor any sin, nor fight with anyone until the completion of Hajj. These are the commandments of Hajj. Though fighting with other people, it is not allowed in other months as well and in other conditions as well, but particularly in the state of Ihram and during the days of Hajj, it is more forbidden, you can say. It is more forbidden because now the person has devoted himself for the worship of Allah. So then now he should be more careful. And then committing sin, wala fusuqa, committing sin means everywhere haram, in every month haram. But particularly when a person is in the state of Ihram and he has to perform Hajj, so during that time he should be more careful. And then what another thing which has been described here, and that is very beautiful, what was that? In the time of ignorance, it was a custom among people not to take provision with them for their journey. They came out from their houses without provision, and they considered it as an act of piety. means we are going for Hajj without any provision, and we are trusting in Allah Azza wa Jal. But what did they do then? They beg from the people. They beg food from the people. So Allah Azza wa Jal told them, this is not an act of piety, not to take any provision with you. The piety is something else. So that's why take provision with you for the journey of Hajj. And don't do that what you are used to doing in the time of ignorance. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And take provision along with you. The best provision is piety. The best provision is piety. What is provision? Provision is that thing which we take along with us for our traveling, for our journey. But the best provision is piety, because the piety will benefit us in the journey of hereafter, in the journey of Akhirah. That provision would benefit us, and that would be only beneficial thing in that on the day of judgment. Then another commandment regarding Hajj, doing business during the journey of Hajj is allowed. Some people consider it against piety and not allowed and impermissible, but Allah Azza wa Jal told it is allowed to do business during the journey of Hajj. Then Allah Azza wa Jal command people to remember Almighty Allah in the plain of Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah, where the people used to gather and they used to remember their forefathers. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded to remember Almighty Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So when you return from Arafat, remember Allah near the Mash'arul Haram. Near Mash'arul Haram. Mash'arul Haram is a place in Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah is a particular plain which is well known for Muslims. And then there is another commandment particularly for the people of Quraysh. Because the people of Quraysh, they used to stay in the plain of Muzdalifah, and they don't used to go to Arafat. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them as well that you have to go to Arafat as well if you have to perform Hajj. Because for performing Hajj, the main place is Arafat. So you have to go there, and you return from the same place where other people are returning from. Then there was another thing. When it was a tradition among the people of Jahiliyyah, among those people who perform Hajj, when they completed their Hajj, so then they got together and then they started mentioning the deeds and the bravery and the good actions of their forefathers. My father did that, and my forefather did that. I am the son of that person who did that deed. So such kind of things they used to talk with each other. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them, instead of remembering your forefathers and instead of mentioning the deeds of your forefather, you should remember Almighty Allah in that place, because that is a place for the remembrance of Allah when you are performing Hajj. And Hajj is a particularly devotion and worship for Allah Azza wa Jal. So in that place, so remember only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. So when you have completed your rites of Hajj, remember Allah as you used to remember your forefathers. Rather, remember Allah more than that. Means remember Allah more than that remembrance, what you used to do for your forefathers. Then, now there are two ayat which show the behavior, the attitude of believers regarding this world and the hereafter. The people of ignorance and those people who don't have belief, means non-believers, their entire focus, their full focus is upon this world only. But the believers, he doesn't leave this world for the hereafter. He is good in this world as well as in the hereafter. He does something for this world as well, and he seeks goodness of this world from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he seeks goodness for the hereafter from Allah Azza wa Jal as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And amongst the people is one who says, O our Lord, give us in this world. Give us in this world. Means only in this world give us. And he does not have any share in the hereafter. He does not have any share in the hereafter. Why? Because his focus was only upon the benefits and the property and wealth and benefits of this world. So for that purpose, there is no share in the hereafter. But for the believers, what is his prayer? What is his supplication in the court of Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal told, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنِيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And someone says in this manner, O our Lord, give us good in this world and also good in the hereafter and save us from the punishment of hell. So now this person is believer who seeks the goodness of this world as well as the hereafter. And he seeks from Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal save him from the punishment of hell. So that is the attitude and that is the supplication of believer. And that should be our attitude as well. So then about these people who are seeking the goodness of this world as well as the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal told about them, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. For such people, there is a share from what they have earned. What they have done, good deeds in this world, they would earn the reward of those good deeds. Then there is another commandment regarding Hajj, because during the days of Hajj, Haji stays in the plain of Mina for 3 days, 10th of Zulhijjah, 11th of Zulhijjah and 12th of Zulhijjah. These 3 days are Sunnat-e Muakkada to stay in the plain of Mina, in Mina Sharif. But if someone stays 1 day more, so it is not only permissible, it is desirable. But those people who want to come back from Mina to Makkah al-Mukarrama after 3 days, it is allowed for them as well. So in this ayah, Allah has described this commandment. Then in next few ayah, Allah has described some signs of a particular munafiq, of a particular hypocrite person. He had some evil qualities, and Allah has described those qualities. But why did Allah describe those qualities? For us to learn from that these evil qualities are the qualities of a hypocrite person. These are not the qualities of a believer. So Allah Azza wa Jal described, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنِيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. And among men is one whose conversation may please you in the life of this world. And he brings Allah as witness to what is in his heart, whereas he is the biggest disputer. So disputing with others without any logical reason, that is the sign of hypocrite people. And then they bring Allah as witness to what is in their hearts. And that is the habit. And that is the habit of munafiqin. Mean though in their hearts there is lie and there is falsehood, but they claim that Allah knows we are right, Allah knows what we are saying is right and that is truth. So that is the habit of munafiqin. Then the other attributes which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned here, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. And when he turns his back, he creates turmoil in the earth and destroys crops and lives, animals, and Allah is not pleased with mischief. These are the qualities. What are those? Creating turmoil among the people, as some people do, who are mischievous people, who are evil-minded people, who are transgressor people, fasik people. So they create turmoil among the people. They make them fight with each other. they make the people fight with each other. That is their habit. So that is the sign of a hypocrite person. Then destroys crops and lives. So he is against the lives of people. So who takes the lives of people without any reason, that person has the quality of munafiki. He doesn't have the quality of Muslim. He has the quality of munafiki. Then that person is arrogant. Such people are arrogant. Munafikin are arrogant. Because when they are made understand about something, means do that and don't do that, so then they are made understand about something. So instead of accepting the admonish and advice of other people, they show more arrogance. They show more arrogance and they don't accept the advice of other people. So that is another sign of hypocrite people. Not accepting the admonish, not accepting the advice of other people is the sign of hypocrite people. And on the other hand, these were the qualities of munafiki. But on the other hand, there are some people who have sold out their lives for getting the pleasure of Allah. They were Sahaba Ikram. They were the companions of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They sold out their lives for getting the pleasure of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal admired them, praised them, and appreciated them. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned here, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِضِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And amongst people is one who sells his life to seek the pleasure of Allah. Amongst the people is one who sells his life to seek the pleasure of Allah. If they have to sacrifice their lives for getting the pleasure of Allah, so they don't hesitate. They don't hesitate from that. They do that. They put into action. Then another commandment, and that is very comprehensive commandment of Quran and Islam and from Allah Azza wa Jal. What is that? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis-silmi kaffah. O believers, enter Islam completely. O believers, enter Islam completely. Means it is not the way of a Muslim to enter Islam partially. Just he does only worships, but in the matter of business, in the matter of job, in other matters, he is away from the teachings of Islam. He is away from the guidance of Almighty Allah. The Muslim is one who acts upon the commandment of Islam, the commandment of Almighty Allah, in all the aspects of life, in all the fields of life, whether that is about, that is the field of worship, or the field of business, or the field of job, or the field of society, or the field of family. In family matters, in business matters, in job matters, in worship matters, in his manners, in his morals, in his all walks of his life, he follows the teachings of Almighty Allah. He follows the guidance of Almighty Allah. That is the commandment of Allah which has been given here. And we should look at our condition and our performance. How is that? Most of the people, they take Islam, they adopt Islam partially. A portion of Islam they adopt, and they act upon a portion of Islam. If they are worshippers, so then their business matters are totally away from Islam. If they are well-mannered, so then they are away from worships. If they are worshippers, then they are away from the manners of Islam, the morals of Islam. So that is not complete Islam. That is not whole Islam. Islam is a lifestyle, and that is a complete lifestyle, not a partial lifestyle. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded here, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis-silmi kaffah. O believers, enter Islam completely. May Allah grant tawfiq to act upon the commandment of Almighty Allah, and particularly this commandment of Islam, that entering Islam completely. May Allah grant tawfiq to act upon this commandment as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.